Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
In a year where you could absolutely forgive any studio for needing to take a minute and resume scheduled programming in 2022, it's not like half-baked or unfinished releases went away altogether. No publisher-mandated release windows and financial quarters remain unchanged. And that means if something was agreed on from the last few years with the 2021 release days, for the most part, it's coming out no matter what. Indeed, nothing is free from disappointment in one of the most passionate mediums of them all. Though there are far more positives than negatives when taking stock of where we're at, I would totally recommend the best games of 2021 video, some titles managed to drop the ball quite spectacularly. I'm Scott from WhatCulture.com, and these are the 7 most disappointing video games of 2021 so far. Number 7, Cyberpunk 2077 on PS4 and Xbox One. This is essentially an honorable mention, as obviously Cyberpunk 2077 came out in 2020, but then again, did it. The PC version certainly released, and what you could play on Series X or PS5 was something I sank over 100 hours into, but for PS4 and Xbox One, well, they were told to wait until 2021 for things to get a whole lot more stable. With these versions of the game by far the worst affected, CDPR quickly started putting together hotfixes and long-form patches. Honestly though, these are iterations of the game that still struggle to hold a stable frame rate or avoid crashes. There are endless patch notes for smaller issues that have been tightened up, but it's clear that the PS4 and Xbox One versions of Cyberpunk should have either been cancelled or made into notably different editions of the game. Almost like how Ubisoft once rolled out completely different iterations of Splinter Cell Double Agent when making the leap between Xbox and Xbox 360. Regardless, CD Projekt Red had to draw a line under these versions of the game eventually, and with them saying they think that what players have is satisfactory, it's clear that this is as good as it's going to get. Number 6, Magic Legends. Ambition should always be championed, but the final product, it can be something else entirely. Step forward, Magic Legends, an attempt to take the classic, beloved, and multifaceted world of Magic the Gathering the card game and turn it into a top-down MMORPG. Immediately, you can see what developers Cryptic Studios were going for. The Magic the Gathering lore is rich with powerful characters, creatures, and spells. The way we've all played Magic has largely remained the same, especially in video game form too. There haven't been any over-shoulder action games or anything other than digitally replicated in card battling itself. In the end though, Magic Legends fell at the first hurdle and just could not get back up. Publisher Wizards of the Coast don't have the best reputation when it comes to over-monetizing a fanbase in the first place, but here we had notably aggressive microtransactions and threadbare gameplay. Fans sadly expected the former, but Cryptic tried to simplify duels with cooldowns instead of accurate resource management, leading to an all-out backlash from fans against what was clearly a very exploitative framework. At time of writing, Magic Legends is scheduled to shut down in October 2021, after living a tiny life entirely in early access that started back in March. Cryptic Studios have noted that they missed the mark and refunds are available for everyone who still bought in, but what a staggering missed opportunity. Number 5, Hitman 3. Okay, obviously a disclaimer, Hitman 3's gameplay was far from disappointing. IO Interactive continue to single-handedly give every other developer on the planet a run for their money when it comes to detailed interactive play spaces, and they're one of the best developers in the medium. That out the way, Hitman 3 totally squandered what was 5 years of surprisingly effective storytelling and worldbuilding, ending on a level that didn't feel like Hitman at all, in a way that felt as though the entire project was cut short. Not to dig the knife in too deeply, this is still one of the most recommendable and best games overall of 2021, but we have a final level that ditches all the repeat playthrough encouraging charms of a Hitman game. Instead, IO opted for something entirely linear, with zero cool kills to actually pull off, and a final encounter that was notably flat. Going up against the head of the Illuminati-style Providence group after so long just leads to a choice of whether 47 wants to become a mindless killer or a hashtag real human being. And then we're done. No memorable kill animation, no big send-off as we hit credits. Nothing. All of this comes after Hitman 2's ending teased the idea of Diana going up against 47, as the latter killed her parents on a mission, but that too is solved way too quickly when the game needs both characters to unite against this common enemy. As for Agent 47's makeshift brother Lucas Gray, the nearest thing the character has had to a family member in over 20 years in the franchise, he just gets killed in a cutscene at the beginning. It's all just a bit flat for a series of otherwise immaculate games and DLC packs that truly did create a handcrafted world of assassination to get lost in. Number 4, Mario Golf Super Rush. Mario Golf's debut on Switch is a totally fine, simplistic golf game that will tick all boxes if you've never played any previous entries in the franchise. For everyone else though, especially those who dabbled in Toadstool Tour on the GameCube, it's a marked step down, coming with less depth in your swing options, reused animations, a less informative HUD, a threadbare amount of things to actually do, and a boring story mode that amounts to running from A to B while reading a lot of pointless text. Again, if you're new to the whole thing, there's a lot to like. The story mode itself has some neat enough boss battles towards the end, and competitive modes have up to 4 golfers all playing at the same time. You'll be scoring holes first or competing for standard scores while barging each other out the way, maybe saving a special shot to knock your opponent's winning ball into the water at the last second. When paired against the legacy of either the Mario Sports titles or Mario Golf in particular though, Super Rush is a classic case of a sequel being pared down for a wider audience, i.e. in this case, Switch owners with very little to play in a year already beset by delays and cancellations. Number 3, Dungeons & Dragons Dark Alliance. If you're going to invoke the name of Dark Alliance, a name that for thousands of us conjures some of the finest RPG memories on the entirety of the PlayStation 2's library, you better do right with whatever comes out. Clearly, publishers Wizards of the Coast wanted to directly channel such a glorious game too, as Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance got a neat HD re-release just 1 month before the reimagining that became Dungeons & Dragons. Sadly, just about everything that could be soulless and cobbled together was the case in this new release. A 4-person squad setup is the order of the day, because of course it is, and alongside an arbitrary loot grind and waves of forgettable enemies are oodles upon oodles of bugs, glitches, and a general lack of polish. It's getting to the point where you can practically guess the behind-the-scenes machinations that resulted in such a corporately stitched-together vision for this IP revival, as there's not a single idea here that isn't completely worn out in 2021. Number 2, Destruction All-Stars. Another title that when it was announced looked to be channeling one of the greats of yesteryear, Destruction All-Stars could have carried forward the PlayStation associating delights of Destruction Derby. An enjoyable physics model, fun excuses to mash vehicles into each other, and something you can have a quick local game on, well, just make that add the processing power of the newest hardware, seamless online matchmaking, and it would have been brilliant. Sadly, and it's baffling that the reality of the project did start as a revival of Destruction Derby in the first place, Destruction All-Stars tried to emphasize damage as a focal point, and ended up not focusing on anything. Where Bugbear Entertainment's Wreckfest is every bit the modern-day Destruction Derby you actually want, and I totally recommend it, All-Stars combat is barely reliant on a physics model at all. Cars feel as though they're bolted to the track. You're stuck sideswiping or charging foes in canned animations, and across the board nothing feels remotely satisfying about connecting with another vehicle. Characters are either overpowered or forgettable, and the game's idea of treating cars as weapons, i.e. you'd hop into different ones for finite amounts of time, falls apart when none of them are differentiable. Tack on some microtransactions that ask you to pay for cutscenes that are masquerading as a single-player campaign, and for a PlayStation 5 exclusive, there's an astonishing lack of anything done right. And at number 1, Biomutant. Biomutant is the strangest title to fully analyze. It's far from a bad title you should avoid, far from something where creatives were denied the opportunity to fulfill a vision or where a project got sliced to ribbons to make a release date. Instead, there's just something off about the whole feel of gameplay itself, and the various gameplay loops that it wants you to engage with. Combat, while on paper having ranged spells, firearms, slow motion dodges, and martial arts, feels far too aimless and lacking in any tactile feedback. Exploration and world building boils down to arbitrarily wandering in whichever direction direction you like, until hopefully you stumble upon a character or loot item worth your time. Even the main story, that has a nice thematic underpinning of conservationism and looking after our planet, is largely undone by a tonally misplaced narrator and a set of creatures who speak in Banjo-Kazooie style soundbites. Biomutant absolutely looks the part, and a June patch did tweak loot drops while adding a combat lock-on, but it's impossible to fully ditch the feeling that it underwhelms in every key area.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.